Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday, the 19th of July. UK retail sales were a little soggy, coming in lower than expected in June. The consensus is not based off of a very large number of forecasts, so the markets may not actually be that disappointed by the outcome. The weather in June was not great, and there was the somewhat unexpected addition of a general election campaign. Not that politics would necessarily deter people from shopping. Over the course of the quarter, retail sales were broadly unchanged, and that's probably a better reflection of the general state of the UK consumer at this stage. Japanese consumer price inflation was lower than expected, with the headline rate remaining stable in June. There is a narrative, especially amongst international commentators, that Japan is firmly embedding inflation and stronger growth, and that the Bank of Japan will be able to raise rates repeatedly. This narrative is not quite holding. It's not that things are weakening or heading into deflation. It's more that the data in Japan has tended to be a little bit disappointing a lot of the time. Things are okay, but they're not going quite as had been expected. German producer price inflation is not normally a market-moving release. It remains, as expected, in deflation during June with a minus 1.6% year-over-year rate. There's nothing here to prevent the ECB from continuing to ease interest rates this year following inflation lower. Former US President Trump spoke at some very considerable length accepting the Republican Party nomination for the forthcoming US presidential election. There was relatively little content that investors are likely to care too much about, as for the most part it was a reiteration of campaign themes. But the protectionism and the promise to tax US consumers of goods partially made overseas received some focus, with special emphasis on the auto sector. Investors have perhaps tended to assume that these tax increases are just campaign rhetoric, and that if Trump were elected, they would not be implemented or would serve only as a bargaining chip. There must be some increase in doubt about that narrative, with the more central role that these tax increases are now assuming in the campaign. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.